I'm James Corbett, and I'm losing my voice.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. This is episode 290 of The New World Next Week for Thanksgiving Day here in the States, November 24th, 2016. The quote, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." William Casey, former CIA director in February 1981. Now, investigative journalist Barbara Honegger is the source of that quote, and she stands by it to this day. Casey, by the way, croaked right before he had to testify on Iran-Contra. James, I'm almost kind of at a loss for words. It's what's happening here in the States. It's almost like a Stockholm syndrome, where everybody is in love with their servitude. So the long story short, post-selection, all the hand-wringing from corporate media about how did we get it so wrong? Oh, it's the internet's fault. Let's attack them and we'll flip the script. Now, using the vans of paid Trump protesters in Texas story as kind of its rallying cry, not to mention, of course, the exploding child abuse scandal allegations, we've been countering fake news for a long time. We did a New World Next Week segment a while back. I asked Brock earlier to find the episode. I couldn't find it. Sometimes maybe our archiving could be a little bit better. But we did a whole segment on New World Next Week about how to spot the whole new batch of satire sites that were popping up while we're doing our independent news research. I mean, even John Rappaport named his website No More Fake News years ago. So as the corporate media push against fake news has been all the rage, and again, it's on all the headlines and on all the social networks, which again are basically the same thing, it made me start to wonder about all the classic mainstream lies that we know about. And I was able, just in a relatively short time, throw together a pretty good list, James, and I'll run down this list and feel free to jump in and add your own in at any moment. The U.S. government made a movie called Hemp for Victory to get farmers to grow hemp for the World War II effort because they know it makes the best rope and textiles and all that stuff. Then afterwards, they deny ever having made it because drugs are bad, okay? There's the Gulf of Tonkin incident, getting America physically and emotionally involved in the Vietnam War. Then there's these three classics, I'm Not a Crook, Read My Lips, No New Taxes, I Did Not Have Sex with That Woman. And then we get into the 2000s. I'm glad to reassure people, the people of New York and Washington, D.C., that their air is safe to breathe and their water is safe to drink, Christine Todd Whitman after 9/11. And then, of course, all those WMDs for Gulf War II and they hate us for our freedom. How about the one where Nancy Grace and Ashley Banfield hold a split-screen interview in the same parking lot and you can see the same vehicle drive by the both of them? There's the classic one, Conan O'Brien. He was basically having a gay wedding on his show as a ratings thing and a publicity thing. What they realized was all the news reports said the exact same thing. Looks like Conan O'Brien's pushing the envelope, proving corporate media is all reading from the same script. Brian Williams, Hillary, they're under military attack. Even that phony Hillary hiking encounter just a couple of weeks ago was with someone that's known the Clintons for years and have multiple other pictures with him. And now, as we see, everybody can look on with awe as Obama pardons those two turkeys for his last possible time in the White House, but meanwhile lets the police state attack Native Americans on Thanksgiving. So all the lies about sugar, tobacco, soda industries embedded with the government agencies meant to regulate them, you name it. What about Jimmy Kimmel making up viral videos? It's kind of hard to have much sympathy anymore for any of this, James.
That's a pretty good list. There's still many, many, many more things that we could add to it. And I'll just throw in a couple of links to some of the, I mean, I've done so many reports over the years detailing various ways the mainstream media lies, especially lies in the run-up to war, which is what we all know and what we all experienced just a decade and a half ago with the run-up to the Iraq War and the WMD that was pushed by the mainstream media liars. They literally have the blood of hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis and Afghanis and people all over the world on their hands. And now they're pushing this fake news meme. Honestly, I think this is a sign that they are playing from weakness and we are playing from strength. They're trying to do the jujitsu move. They see people coming at them now, and so suddenly they have to try to deflect that. So they're going to try to deflect that energy. No, no, you don't want us. You want these internet people. They're scary. Ooh, fake news. But that shows that they are scared to death about the fact that the public is finally waking up en masse to their lies. And it was interesting. I follow a bunch of mainstream political podcasts to get the propaganda. And one of the repeated key themes that came up during this election cycle was, but you should see the way people are turning against us at the Trump rallies, and they're shouting in our faces, and young reporters are getting scared and things like this. They're genuinely afraid at the moment. So they're trying to drum up this fake news thing. And the best part about it is it's a sign of weakness. And the only people who are going to buy this are the people who still tune in to CNN to get their daily news, which increasingly is the geriatric set, maybe. You know, we're talking about grandpas and grandmas who don't know how to turn on a computer, and people who are just so dumbed down that they have no understanding of what's happening in the wider world, who you're probably never going to reach anyway. The mass of people are now getting information through online sources like this, and that can be good. It can be bad. There certainly is a bunch of nonsense and garbage out there that comes from every side, but at least people are starting to decide for themselves and looking at various sources and comparing information and becoming media savvy, I hope. So I think, honestly, I think this is toward a step in the right direction, because when the MSM is panicking for their lives, the fact is that it means that we are winning the information war. We are winning it soundly, and people are waking up en masse after they saw the absolute debacle of the last few months.
I had another good example, because I'm already starting to see it roll out, as I'm even looking at some of my local news affiliates, which again are affiliates to the major multinational corporations who pay them to tell you the news. What are they all doing right here in the States right now? This just in, people travel on Thanksgiving. That's basically what passes for news. So, James, I think another step in the right direction is, for me, it's just something we kind of started to talk about on the morning show. And once we started to talk about it there, and I was talking about it at home with Cassie, and it was the very simple idea of just unfollow Friday. Unfollow Friday is already a thing because people have Follow Friday, and it's been a way for people to kind of go, eh, screw you, unfollow Friday. I think the better idea is to take that and harness that and turn their fake news story into the unfollow Friday, because as they are panicking, as you're saying, they're doing these reactive moves, we know that they're even more off balance. The very simple idea, just unfollow and unfriend corporate liars that prop up the powers that shouldn't be. You know, like all those hacks you find in the Podesta emails from ABC and NBC and CBS and Politico. All of them. I mean, I can share the list for you. We'll include them in the show notes. Very simple idea to just unfollow them, and their numbers will plummet. It's also a really great way to just kind of clean up your own kind of garbage feed sometimes. Stopping short, James, this would be the other discussion perhaps for another time, of leaving these controlled, censored, compromised places to begin with. Facebook, Google, all of them are basically exercising wild censorship. And as you just noted in one of your most recent videos, we have to do it on our own websites. That was actually something that Matt Drudge talked about not too long ago, that they sort of forced us into these controlled ghettos where, of course, you click the terms and services, they run the thing. It's not really I can't believe Twitter says. It's their game. If we stop playing their game, and again, we're going to move away en masse. So, you know, it seems like, to make another 9/11 reference, after their royal screw-up, it's like they want even more power and control after screwing up so much that, no, next time, totally, we'll get it right, for sure. So, James, remember, these are also the same multinational corporations that sneak around and go to secret meetings with world powers and lie about it as well. So, I don't know if you have any other thoughts to sort of flesh out Unfollow Friday on this New World Next Week, episode 290.
James, I completely disagree with this. I think we should call it the unfollowing. I think that's more trendy. No, but I obviously, this is an idea that has to happen. This idea has to happen. And I remember hearing you talking about this on Morning Monarchy and thinking, of course, I do follow a bunch of these stupid propaganda outlets on my Twitter feed so that I can follow the propaganda. But why? 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 Why waste my time and mental energy giving over part of my mind space every day to these corporate entities that are just trying to propagandize me? And in the end of the day, if all you're doing is following their propaganda so that you can counter it, then they are still setting the agenda. It's still just a reactive agenda on our part. We have to create our own agenda. We have to start really and truly detaching from the system. And you can't do that if you're still, you still got one eye on, oh, look what they did, look what they said. Then they're still controlling the conversation. So I fully support this idea. And I'm gonna be harvesting my Twitter feed come Friday. So absolutely, it's a great idea. And you're also right that the ultimate part of this, the ultimate point is, why are we on these stupid controlled platforms at all? And I don't even know from a practical perspective why I'm on Twitter at all at this point. Looking, I can see the stats from my website server, and looking at what comes from Twitter, it's minuscule. It's nothing. Twitter doesn't drive traffic. All it does is get people to retweet headlines that they think are important. No one actually follows links. No one cares. And there's no sharing of real information that goes on there. Why on earth do I waste my time on there? You know, so I'm going to be pulling away from Twitter. And anyone who is on Facebook at this point for anything other than sharing cat pictures with your grandma or something like that, I mean, for any idea that you're going to be sharing actual information on Facebook, you're a moron. They have thrust it in your face over and over. Oh, hey, we were experimenting with people's feeds to see if we could manipulate their emotions. And yeah, of course, we're giving all this data to the government and all of this stuff over and over. But now they're coming right out and saying, we are going to censor news feeds based on our version of whatever we deem fake news is. It's a completely controlled platform. Please leave it. You can leave it. Or at the very least, sure, if you want to just chat with your friends, that's fine. But do not get the idea that you're going to spread valuable information on a controlled platform like that. We really do have to start detaching ourselves from this. This isn't a game. This is not a game anymore. They really are going to start clamping down. And what we do in the coming weeks, months, and years really will determine the future course of the internet. So, I hope people who are watching keep that in mind and really get on board with ideas like this.
So someone else who detached themselves from corporate media, Cheryl Atkinson, she's tweeting today, Facebook now thinks it can curate the news for us, and it's hooking up with Snopes to do that. There's another report that says Facebook has already built a tool to censor posts in China, as though they wouldn't have done this already. So for all the people, you know, sort of well-meaning people who are maybe sad about America's next top president, this is what they're sort of guiding you into, is a completely controlled censorship state of something like China. If China is what you want, then that's pretty much what they're pretty much ready to, I think, serve up to people. So put quite simply, to reiterate, we're calling it Unfollow Friday this Black Friday after the Thanksgiving episode 290 of New World next week that you're watching right now. I'm James Evan Pilato for MediaMonarchy.com. And James, I asked you before we started to tape this episode, just because it seems like things are not normal, to put it simply. I was like, man, can we maybe just kind of off the cuff and kind of shoot from the hip a little bit? And I really didn't have much copy to read, and I don't have a bunch of links and things. But for our third segment, I just wanted to sort of question, or maybe even throw some topics out at you. We're now seeing the memes. It's not just memes, it's news stories of a recount, the Hillary recount, gaining votes in the recount. Have you thought about this, the sort of a recount idea, the purple revolution? I mean, Jill Stein is sort of leading the charge right now in asking for recounts.
I've seen that, and I, of course, we've been hearing about it since election night, but I sort of saw in the last couple of days, oh, some new statistics have been crunched, and oh, it looks like there's been some anomalies in these places. Let's put it this way. I think the only thing is, if they try to do that, it really will be civil unrest. I mean, if they actually did try to take the presidency and switch it at this point, come on. Half the public would just erupt in absolute fury at that point, and it would be Civil War 2.0. So if they do really want to completely blow the lid off of this, I'm sure they could go for the recount idea and, oh, no, guess what? Hillary's the president. I'm not expecting it to happen, but again, if they wanted Civil War 2.0, I think they could make it happen.
Some of the other symbols and things I'm kind of watching is the weird kind of king kill symbolism going on between Kanye West and Trump. The idea of either of their assassinations has been around for a while. And so this last week, you see Kanye going on these rants at his concert saying, well, I don't vote, but if I did, I would have voted for Trump, and his audience screaming and turning against him. You know, he's shut up and sing kind of stuff. And then he goes on an even longer rant and says, you got tricked by Google and Facebook and Hillary, and you've been taken for a ride. Jay-Z, please don't send killers after me. And then he ends the show, walks off stage, and then the next thing you know, he cancels the rest of the tour, and he gets put in a psych hold. So that's not really kind of the normal reaction from, again, the guy who said George Bush doesn't care about black people on international television a decade plus ago. So those things are also kind of floating around there. And again, I would tie in the sort of Purple Revolution with a King Kill scenario for Donald Trump. And again, any of these things, if any of them come onto the table, just as you're saying, James, it's pretty much game over. And we're pretty much at Civil War II here in the States. The only other question I want to ask you that's been floating around as well, this is sort of the speculative segment three of our Neural next week. Where's Julian Assange?
Good question. In a grave? Renditioned? Maybe still at the embassy? No one knows. No one has any proof. There's a lot of information out there that suggests that that WikiLeaks is not running their Twitter account, that they did Ask Me Anything on Reddit that they couldn't verify, that there's a lot of shady stuff going on right now. Just more of the drama in the ever-unfolding drama that is the WikiLeaks saga. So, I don't know. And I don't think anyone else does know, or at least the people who do know aren't coming forward with that information at this time. It's definitely something that people need to keep their eye on, though, because I'm sure this will be part of the whatever narrative agenda that the powers that shouldn't be are trying to set.
So that's a pretty dour way to wrap up our Thanksgiving episode, James. I'm sorry. Maybe the best, most positive thing, one, I can mention, I do have the latest episode of Good News next week. Try to do the weekly kind of ways we're winning and look at some solutions-oriented stories. The other thing is, James, again, we've been independent, non-commercial, alternative media outlets, both of us now, for over a decade. And hopefully, if what we do resonates with people, they will support our work, and of course the links and all the stuff to do the things are all included in the show notes.
Well, I'm not quite at the decade mark yet, but I'm catching up. Well, I'm not catching up because you're still there. Never mind. But just on a deprogramming note, the International Forecaster is off this weekend for the Thanksgiving weekend, so there will be no subscriber newsletter this weekend, but I will have a Pizzagate post up trying to synthesize some of the information that's coming in on my Pizzagate open source investigation. So I hope people will continue to contribute to that thread. That link will be in the show notes.
All right, man. I think that does it for episode 290 of New World Next Week. I'm James Evan Pilato from MediaMonarchy.com. Thanks so much, James.
See you next week, and I hope I'll bring my voice with me next time.
All right. Take care.